Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we'll be talking about Midnight Sun Theater, partnering with Anchorage Community Theater, performance of Marvelous Wonderettes.
And to talk about it, we have the director, Dave Block, and one of the Marvelous Wonderettes here. We have Megan Perkins, who's playing the part of Missy in the show. Welcome to Stage Talk, Dave and Megan.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Well, Dave, this show falls into that genre that some people have called jukebox musical, which is a musical that uses already established songs. Right. So going along with that, why don't you take a moment and explain just how this show works? It is a musical, and it contains music of two different time periods, sort of.
Right. So this is the story of four young ladies in high school who have formed a little singing group called the Marvelous Wonderettes, and it takes place in 1958. They're at their senior prom. And we get to hear a lot of music from that time period, the late 50s, and it's pretty marvelous, obviously. And then we get to hear them again in the second act of the show. We see them 10 years later at their 1968 class reunion, and they're singing songs from that time period. So we get to see two decades, the 50s and the 60s. And it's already established music, like you said, so we get to hear Lollipop, the Shoop Shoop song, Mr. Lee in the first act. And in the second act, we get to hear things like Respect and a little more 60s kind of music. So,
right, but it's not a concert musical. There's a storyline to it.
No, there's a storyline. So we get to see the ladies as they mature over those 10 years and kind of, you know, how their problems have been solved and friendships and all of those kinds of things.
Well, Megan, why don't you tell us about your character and a little bit about the story that you play in the show?
My character's name is Missy. She's, I wouldn't say the outcast, but she is the more nerdy character. She's a little bit different than the other girls, and she's sort of the ringleader. Like, she sets up all the performances, and she's very, very into everything that she does, and she really respects her own work. And her sort of plot is that she falls in love with her high school teacher, and 5 years later, she ends up dating him and marrying him. And, yeah, that's basically her story.
And so by the second act, she's already married him.
She's dating him.
Oh, she's still dating him. Okay.
And there's something special about that character in the play, isn't there? Do you want to reveal the sort of secret to that part of the show that you have someone who plays the part of Mr. Lee?
Well, I think the audience will be able... There's some. Let's just say there's some audience participation in the show.
Just a little.
Just a little bit. So come on down and see who Mr. Lee might be when you come to see the show.
And Megan, why don't you describe a little bit your cohorts in this group of musical wonders you have?
Well, we have me, which is the nerdy girl, and we have my best friend Susie, who's sort of a Southern belle, and she's ditzy. And then there's Cindy Lou, who's sort of the flirty, pretty one. And then there's Betty Jean, who's definitely the outcast. And we all have different colors that suit our personalities.
And your color is?
Yellow.
And what does that say about you?
I think that the color is very bright and almost shrill, and it's just very different from the other colors. It's less pastel-y, and it pops sort of almost in a bad way, but that's just kind of how she is.
So you're kind of the strong person in the
definitely
in the group.
Yes.
Well, Dave, what was it that made you choose this particular musical to do this summer?
Well, this is the fourth year that Midnight Sun and ACT have partnered up to do a summer show. And I thought, you know, we've been going, you know, doing pretty well, and it might be time to start something a little audacious. Let's try doing a musical. So I started looking for something small cast. And you know, there are a number of small cast musicals, but I really wanted to do something. There's not a lot of theater out there that emphasizes women in a fun, positive way. There's a lot of, you know, political women's pieces, but this looked like something that would be fun and upbeat and family oriented, and something that the ladies could be focused on instead of having, you know, Hamlet with a lot of guys or something like that.
Which was the show you did
which
last
show
time,
we
right?
did last year, right.
Which wasn't Hamlet, it was Hamlet 2. A sort of a takeoff on Hamlet.
Right.
Yes. So this show takes place in 1958,
yes.
and then goes to 1968.
Yes.
But even though it goes to one of the most turbulent years in American history, we don't really get too much in the political background of the show, of the country.
We really
time.
Don't. It's really about the personal stories of these ladies and what they're going through in their love lives and having children and, you know, those kinds of things, looking at their personal growth and those changes. And the politics of the 60s is kind of completely ignored. And, you know, we get to see a just kind of a fun family show with a lot of music and a lot of comedy.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, David Block and Megan Perkins, talking about Midnight Sun Theater, which is partnering with Anchorage Community Theater, production of Marvelous Wonderettes.
Now, Megan, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Before the show began, we heard that you might offer a little bit of the music from the show on our show. And is that something that you could just do a few lines from one of the songs?
Absolutely, if that's what you guys would like to hear.
Let's hear a little bit of music.
This song is called Secret Love. Once I had a secret love that lived within the heart of me. All too soon my secret love became impatient to be free. So I told a friendly star the way that dreamers often do, just how wonderful you are and how I'm so in love with you.
Lovely.
Sounds great.
I remember that song very well.
You know, Dave, this is a question, I guess, for both of you. One thing that makes this show work, I think, is that it's just not a number of songs that are strung together. Each song relates to the dramatic action going on in the play.
Right.
And I guess as a director, how have you worked with trying to incorporate that with the actors and their through line of the show? And as an actor, how have you tried to relate to those songs to create your story as going through the show?
Well, I think the song that Megan just sang is a perfect example of that. She sings this song when she reveals that she's in love with Mr. Lee, her high school teacher. And so we get to hear about her secret love. And so the songs are typically like that. You get to hear the music and it relates exactly to what that individual character is going through. And it's not just a musical review where the pieces are just, you know, bam, 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 one after another, just pieces of music with no story, you know, behind them or no through line that carries them along. So I don't know how Megan has worked that into her performance. She'll have to answer that one.
I think that the main thing that keeps the show really going and keeps you invested is the characters, because I think the characters are so beautiful. And you can't really help but get invested with the story, even though, I mean, you really go for the music. Like, you go because you're like, oh, I'm going to hear Respect. Like, that's so great. But I think you really get caught up with how wonderful the characters are.
Yeah. That sounds very good to me. I was assuming this would be, as you said, just sort of a musical show with a little action. But it's the other way around.
Yeah,
a drama with a little music.
Yeah. Well, a drama, I'd say, with a lot of music. I think we have 26 numbers, something like that, in the show. And that's it's a relatively short, I mean, it's about an hour and a half performance and then 15-minute intermission. But that's a lot of music to cram into, 90 minutes of performance.
it must be a lot of fun to work with all this music and sort of take a trip back into time and relive some of the fun parts of those time periods with this music. Megan, have you had a lot of fun playing this role and singing these songs?
Yes, I have. And I don't usually sing this type of music because I think that the opportunities are sort of running out to do that kind of thing because so much musical theater is contemporary. Like, all these contemporary shows are coming out, like Newsies and stuff like that. And it's nice to be able to revisit this kind of era, like kind of like Hairspray. It's sort of in that vein. And it's really nice to revisit that and play a character like Missy.
So, Dave, you brought summer theater to Anchorage. The last 4 years, you brought shows to Anchorage Community Theater.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have next coming up for next summer, or what are the shows are you thinking about doing?
Well, that's a year from now. I don't know. We're looking to maybe it'll be our fifth year next year, and I think what we might be doing is looking to expand a little bit, and maybe do two shows in the summer. And I'm also looking to do a show called Beneath the Lintel, during the regular season next year as an experiment to see how things work out with that. So as far as next summer's offering, we'll just have to see. I think the formula for the summer is keep it light and fun and for family and, provide something that the community would like to do instead of going fishing one weekend. So
right, and it's a difficult draw to get people to come
exactly.
inside during the summer, but
right.
This show should bring people in to revisit some of these old songs that
so.
They might have grown up with or they've at least heard on the radio many, many times.
Right, and I think, you know, it's something they can share with their kids and so forth, too, to, you know, introduce them to this type of music. As Missy here, Megan, has said, this is a kind of music that is going away, and be nice to introduce your younger family members to something like this.
Unfortunately, we're about out of time, but I really want to thank you both for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And our guests today were David Block and Megan Perkins, and they're talking about Midnight Sun Theaters in partnership with Anchorage Community Theaters' production of Marvelous Wonderettes, which opens tonight. Thanks for coming, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org. At Cyrano's, it's opening night for Title of the Show, a music about playmaking by Hunter Bell. Opening night will be a fundraiser for the Elder Assisted Living Facility in Galena, which was damaged by the flood. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Up in Talkeetna, you can see Life at the End of the Road, continuing until August the 26th. A comical improv, sometimes musical look at everyday life in small-town Alaska, produced by Denali Drama. Performances are Sundays at 3:30 and 6, and Mondays at 6. There will be occasional extra showings as well. For tickets and information, go to info@denaliartscouncil.org.
The Alaska Fine Arts Academy in Eagle River presents This Is Where We Came In by Alan Ackburn. This show runs Fridays and Saturdays through July 20th at 7 p.m. with 2 p.m. Saturday matinees. For tickets and information, call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org.
Midnight Sun Theater, in partnership with Anchorage Community Theater, is presenting The Marvelous Wonderettes, created by Roger Bean and directed by David Block, opening tonight and running through July the 28th. Performances are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sundays at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.